All right, so what else can we do with our emotions? As a matter of fact, maybe I should even ask this question. Is there something else that we should do with our emotions? Well, we are told that everything and everyone in the world that has been created by God through Jesus. Now, I mention that because I know, you know, we might say, well, hold on now. Jesus was born a long time before I came on the scene. But he wasn't the one who was on the scene from the very beginning. How could he have created us? He came on the scene a long time before us left. And you all say he went to heaven. How could he possibly be responsible for my existence? And let's remember now, long, long, long time ago, when there were no humans on the earth, and the Lord said, let us make man in our own image. And what you find as you read the scriptures, starting, of course, in Genesis, but even going to places like Colossians, and you find that God had Jesus actually use his hands to create. And you read other scriptures that let us know the involvement that the Spirit of God had in man's creation. But that means that we had the triune God, the Trinity, we had God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit, all intimately involved in the creation of mankind. And with that creation of mankind, remember the process that they put into place as part of man's creation. The fact that the male has the genitalia that he has, the female has the genitalia that she has. And these bodies, their souls and their bodies work together so that when they come together sexually and that man releases sperm into the woman's body and impregnates her, another human is brought into existence and eventually, most cases, born. And that process is what goes on to this day. A process, the sharing of sexuality, hopefully sexual love between husband and wife in most cases. The release of sperm into the woman, the man's release of sperm into the woman's body, fertilizing an egg in her body, she conceiving, becoming pregnant, and eventually, generally speaking, over the course of 9 months, delivers a baby. That process, put into play, created and put into play by God. And since he's the one who created the process that leads to our existence, he's the one responsible for our existence. Now, that said, remember I said it's not just the physical part of the man, of the humans, of the man and woman that were passed into their offspring. It's also that invisible part of them, what is happening with regards to the soul, the mind, all of that. Humanity passed into the child, the baby, the fetus, from conception. All of that developing over time. So that means, with all of that, and remember what we've also, one more thing, remember how we've talked about the role that our brains also play in our experiencing and even having emotion. And we know that the Lord Jesus responsible for the creation of the brain. Now, I'm saying all of that to bring us to this point. One of the other things that we really should do when it comes to what else we can do, maybe should do with our emotions, is submit them to Jesus. it is good for us to learn anger management techniques when we have problems with anger. It can also be very, very good, sometimes even better, to combine that with turning to Jesus and saying, you know what? I really have a problem with my temper. I really have a problem with anger. Help me overcome this. And then submit that emotion to Jesus and let him do what he can do in helping you overcome the problem with anger. Notice now, I am deliberately emphasizing the difference here. We don't want you to ask the Lord Jesus to help you get rid of anger and no longer, and you know, never again experience anger. No, no, no. Anger has its place. Just don't want to be controlled by anger. Don't want it to be out of place. Don't want it to be more intense than is justified. We're called to love God with our heart, our soul, our mind, and strength. It can be easy to imagine how we can love God with our strength. It's even easier to see how we can love God with our soul. How about with our emotions? Is it possible to offer our joy and our grief, our anxiousness and our anger, even our relief to God? A lot of times when we do that, our conversations with God will be something like, hey, is this something that makes you angry too? Am I rejoicing as much as you are? I mean, we get to the point where we really want to know that we are on the right track with regards even to where we are going with our emotions, the release of them, etc. Submit our emotions to Jesus. That may be hard to do, especially if our emotions are kind of already getting away from us, and especially if there's some of those emotions like fear and anger that have just built up so much in us. And they become so much a part of who we are and what we do that it really becomes difficult to let them go. Here's the key. Don't feel like there's no hope. Our God and his ability to help us let go is greater than our ability to hold on if we'll just place our faith in him, his power, his authority, and his readiness to help us. I want to encourage you to do that. Pass it on to someone else. Let them know our Creator can help us with even the toughest of problems. Share that with someone else and let some of life's best moments come through you. Till next time.